Bees by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan Zakta Heilige 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 Gemara. Hachodich Gezais Basar Mevi Menechai. Someone goes in and cuts a Gezais Basar from a limb of a living animal. If he cut it and then he intended to use it as food, then it's going to be tahor. But if he intended having his food and then he cut it, then it's going to be tameh. Story time. Rabbi Asi lo ala be midrash. Rabbi Asi didn't go into the base midrash one day and ask Rav Zeren. Rav Zeren found the marmalei. He says, "My umr be midrash." He says, "What did it say in the base midrash?" Marmalei says, "Rav Zeren said, my kashilach. What exactly is your question?" Rav Asi must have known the topic that was discussed. And therefore, when he asked Rav Zeren what he was said, Rav Zeren understood Rav Asi was one specific thing. So Amalei says to him, well, the Ketanim, you know, the Brisa says, Chishev achachat chotame, that if he had in mind to use it as food and then he cut it, it's going to be tame. Why should it be tame? What's pshat? Beep, turn the page, kufcha to someone else. Tumas besa starimi. It's a case of tuma that's concealed. Right? The piece that was cut off acquired tumma from its contact with the rest of the limb when it was a part of it. And Now, since two parts of the limb touch each other only by being attached, and this contact took place below the surface, The contact is going to happen in the concealed part of the body. Back in the Gemara, v'tumas b'sastarim lo metame. This type of thing is not metame. Amalei Rav Zeren said to him, "Afli didi kashili." I also was bothered by that. Ushilte l'Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Asked him. For Amalei, he said to me, "Ha mani, who is the tan of this brayso?" Remeir he the Amar tumas b'sastarim metame. He says that contact with tuma in the concealed thing is tame. Says Gemara, no, it can't be because Amar Lay, or Vasi said Rav Zeren, Valav Zimnin Tzagin, Amar Kamai. Now, didn't he already say this very same answer many times in front of me? Amar Lay, and I told him that Shani Lay, Le Rabbi Meir, Bain Tuma, the Boy Hechsher, Bain Tuma, the Lo Boy Hechsher. There's a difference, even according to Rabbi Meir, between Tuma that in a concealed area was something that needs to be prepared for Tuma, and Tuma in a concealed area that does not need prep. Rava said, "Am I kasha? What's a kasha? Dilma b'kshuchser. Maybe our Bryce is talking about the case where there was already huchser for tuma before it was cut from the limb, and that's why the Bryce says it's tummy." Now he says, "The Amrli Rava v'chanan the Rava lamali hechser. Why do we need hechser in this case for the buser to become muchser huchser lekabel tuma? Are you metame tuma chamura gavaviv? It gives over severe tuma because of its parent, in other words, the cut-off limb. And the din is that anything that gives over tuma chamura doesn't need hechsher to be able to contract tuma sochlim. If so, there's no need to say that the Brisa is speaking of a case where the flesh became hechsher for tuma while it's still attached to the limb. Amalei, Rava says Rava bar Rav Chanan, kisheshimesh. When it was mishamach, when it served, when it served in the capacity of something that gave over tuma chamura, ma'isa ichimish, it served the function of wood, not as food. Giving tuma like that doesn't free it from the chiyuv of hechsher. Amar Abaye, Hari Amru, we had said in the Braisa, Kofes Saor Sheyichta Liyeshiva Batla. Let's say a block of Saor of leaven that one had designated for sitting on, and it was Batal from being considered Saor, leaven, and right, that's the din. It's Batal. And you can even sit out, you can keep it on Pesach. It's Mashma that it now became like a chair, and now becomes into the category of Tumah Chamur of a Moshav. Okay. Tumas alav deraisa. About this, we say it's tuma. The tumas moshav is not deraisa. Tumas moshav is talking about when you have a zav or a zava or a nida or a yoledis who sits on a chair or these type of thing that it passes on the tuma to it. and it's very chamor. And so we say it's really not deraisa. These are like deraisa if it was deraisa. Matzina la'ochin shematame tuma chamura. We find the case of food that's matame tuma chamura. And that's not the case. It says Gemara, nah kishishimesh, the leaven served the capacity that allowed it to convey tuma chamura. Ma'isa eight shimesh. When it was doing that, it was just it served the function of wood, not food. So even if we say that it's tuma as a moshe of deraisa, it's not a case of food that's giving over tuma chamura. So it's like an eight. Rabbi, Hari Amru, we send the Raisa, Tikrovis of Avodah Zarah, Shal Ochin, Metamin Vo'el. It's Tikrovis, like the Avodah Zarah offering of your food stuff, gives over Tumah in Ohel. And we say, Tumah Salav Raisa. That Tumah is not the Raisa. These are the Raisa, if you thought it's Tumah the Raisa, but Shal Ochin, Shal Metamin Tumah Chamura. We find that Ochin is going to be Metamin Tumah Chamura. No, it says kishishimesh, ma'isa eight shimesh. When it's being mishamesh, when it's in the capacity of served in the capacity that allowed it to convey severe tuma, you know, serving the avodah zarah, it was ma'isa eight. So it's just like considered like wood, and it wasn't like food, and therefore, even if you want to say some of the rice, it's not considered food. It's giving the tuma. Okay, another one. Amar Abaye, Hari Amru, this in the Mishnah, chiburi ochen kikelim damu. The connection of food to Kalim, if you got food stuck in a utensil, then it takes on the same din as the utensil itself. So let's say you have that food becomes tame, and what happens is it becomes the utensil itself becomes tame. Now the Gemara says tumasa, its tuma is lav de oraisa, it's not the raisa. These second the raisa, because if you were to say it's a raisa, then we say then you find that ochel is metame tumi chamura. And like we said, we know not like that. It says Gemara, kishashimesh ma'isa eitzashimesh. When it's mishamesh, it's just like eitz, and therefore, you know, it's the same thing we've been saying all along. And we'll look up the Rava, how the tiny, that which we learned in a braisa, that chelev nevela bakfarim, the chelev from a nevela, dead body. In the villages, tzarech machshava vehechsher. It needs machshava, intent, to be used as food, and prep for tuma with a liquid in order to be mekabel tuma of tumas ochin. Now, now we see that the fact that chelev can become a food. See, tumas agav kulia lav deraisa. It's tuma of nevela because of the kidney. That it's, you know, being a shomer for it is not the raisa. Yisak adach the raisa, the metzira ochas shimish tuma chamura. We found that a case of food that conveys tuma chamura. So the Gemara kish shimish ma'isa eish shimish. Same answer we're giving all along, and that's what's giving him the tuma. Amar Rav Masna. This is like case number five. We're bringing up the same ideas. Hare Amru. They said that a bias shesicho bizroim. Tara, if you have a house that you put a roof with edible seeds, they're in the stalks, like if they're tameh, then they're now considered like they're tahor. That's going to retire it. And the reason is that the seeds are no longer considered food, and now they're considered a roof. And therefore they become susceptible to the tzaras of the house. If the tzaras appears on the walls, then... Okay, so the din, let's hold on a second. Tomaso left the raisa. We're saying that if you have this house again, that you put these edible seeds over there, then they become tar, and it becomes like the thing itself, the house itself, and now it becomes susceptible to saras. If saras appears on the walls of the house, the entire house, including the roof, is going to be tame, and it's going to give over to Adam and Caleb. And the Ravasa says that Tomaso's left the raisa. It's not the rice. This is the rice. The mitzvah is joined. Shemitam to mechamura. So the Gemara kishes shemesh. When the case is being mishamesh, ma'isa eight shemesh. It is served like wood and not like food. And therefore, even if we say it's the rice, that wouldn't say that food is mitame to mechamura. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah. This is talking about when we discussed the dangling flesh and limb of the animal that died. Remeir said that it needs to be hukshar, and then it conveys tuma as the limb of a living creature, but not as that of a nevela. And the Mishnah said there would be shimon retires it. Manav shach. Now, it says the Gemara, however you want to say how we look at this, we got a problem. Imisa, Rabbi Shimon is saying, Imisa sanipol, if the death of the if the animal's death causes it to be like it's detached, you know, this dangling stuff, and they're treated like they fell off just before the animal died, then latame mishem evin chai. And e ein misos, anybody if it doesn't do that, then latame mishem evin of the vela. So I don't care. Either way, it should be tame. So Rishimin Aresha Kar Rishimin's din, that said at the end of the Mishnah, is really going back to the Resha of the Mishnah, not to the Seifa. It said that a Ever, the Habasar, Medul Dalim, Bimehema, when you have these things that are hanging over there, Metame, Tumas, Ochlim, Bimkoman, or Tzrichan Echsher. The limb of the flesh that dangle from this animal, they convey Tumma of the food in their place, even while they're still attached to the animal. But they still require that they have to be Huchsher to make them susceptible to Tumma. And about that, the Mishnah at the end says, Rishim says that it's tar, it's not susceptible to Tumas Ochlim. And now, Amar Avasi, Amar Yochanan, my time with Rav Shimon, what's reading Rav Shimon? They're saying there's these dangling limbs and flesh are not going to be considered like subject to Tumas Ochlin. Amar Kor, because the Pasuk says about Tumas Ochlin, Mikol HaOchel Asher Ye'achel, from any food that can be eaten. And we learn from that that Ochel Shata Yochel La'achilu La'achirim Kar Ochel. Food that you're able to feed to others, meaning to non-Jews, is called food. And therefore, for the coming, it's going to be Tumah of Ochlin, even though a Jew can't eat it. Ochel, but something that you're not able to go ahead and defeat. Beep, beep, turn the page of this one off. Lachem ain't koy ochel, so to others, right, because, okay, I was in the middle of a sentence. Ochel, shieta yochel, lachilo, lachem, for you're not able to go and give it to others. So basically, ain't koy ochel is not considered ochel, and therefore is not going to be susceptible to Tuma. Amalei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Zera says Rabbi Asi, Dilma Taima, the Rabbi Shimon Hossam. Maybe the reason of Rabbi Shimon there in the first case of the Mishnah is because Holu Ma'ora Ma'ora, right? Since it's attached to the animal, it's considered attached to it, and it's a living animal is not susceptible to Tuma. Tonight, because we learned in a Mishnah in Uksin that Yichor Shilteina Shenifshach Ma'ora Beklipa. If the branch of a fig tree cracked and remained connected to the tree by, you know, just by the bark, which we saw yesterday, a couple of days ago, yesterday, whatever it was, and there's fruit on the branch, Rabbi Huda mitaher. Rabbi Huda says the fruit's going to be tahor, it's not going to be tamei, because he considers the branch like it's still attached. The Chachamim Omrim, yeah, yesterday's daf. Chachamim Omrim, they say, Im yachol lichios tahor. If you can heal by tying it back up, then the fruit's going to be tahor because it's considered like it's attached. But Vim lav tamei, but if not, the fruit is going to be tamei. Because it's considered like it's detached. For me and Allah, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, we said, what's the reason? And you said, because it's attached, so then it's attached. Anything that's attached to the ground is not going to be susceptible to Tumah. The same thing we say, Rishivan's reasoning over here for the din, that the daily part of an animal, as Torah, is that as long as it even slightly connected to the animal, considers part of it, and therefore it's not going to be able to be Tumah. He says, okay, it's a good point. It's a good argument. Good idea. So we got to figure out exactly, you know, what I hear. It says, if Yochanan's din, it said that the din of Shimon's ruling is in reference to the Mitzias, the middle case, which says that Nifshchata, Behema, the animal shechted, Huchshor B'damer, the very mare. Then the dingling limbs, right in the flesh, become prepared for tumah by the animal's own dam. This is what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hochshar. He says, nah, it's not hochshar. I'm Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that my timer, Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon saying that the dingling limb, not hochshar the tumah by shech the animal? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "I'm about tuma foods mikola ochel sheye achel, from any food that can be eaten," and we learn from there that ochel shda yochel achil lechem kari ochel ochel sheyent v'yochel achil lechem ain kari ochel. Right, so therefore, Shimon says that they're not rendered susceptible for tuma by the animal's shchita. Okay. V'dama tamid Rabbi Shimon ba'hi. Maybe the reason that in that case of the Mishnah is because he holds e kedar Rabba e kedar Rabbi Yochanan. I like Rabba that we said earlier, or like Rabbi Yochanan. And both of these, Rav Shimon Maskim, that the dangling parts of the animal that was shechted are able to become tameh. Rav Yochanan's learning of the pasuk can therefore not be talking about this case of this Mishnah. Ela li'olam ha'seifa. Let's go back to what we talked about originally. Really, this is going on the seifa. Okay, the end of the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon argues with Meir in that last case, and he says that the dangling part of the animal that died is tahor. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Shimon argues because the dangling part cannot be fed to a non-Jew. Now, this was knocked out earlier because it was mashed for the Rav Shimon Paskins that he says tahor by both the flesh and the dangling limb. And now, this is not possible because the dangling limb of an animal that died without shechita has to certainly be tameh as either a limb from a living animal or a limb from an avela. And to answer that, he says, V'lava eiver ela basar. Rav Shimon is not talking about the dangling limb, just to the dangling flesh. But the limb is tameh, even according to Rav Shimon, and it comes out that the latter part of the Mishnah should be understood as mesa behema basar tzar hechsher. If the animal dies without being shechted, then the dangling flesh needs hechsher to become, you know, susceptible to tumah. Rav Shimon entire Rav Shimon, he says a star, even if it should be prepared for tumah, by contact of with a liquid and then come into contact with the source tumah. Rav Yochanan said, in my time with Rav Shimon, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon to say that the dangling flesh can't become tameh? Amar Kala, the pasuk says, Mikola ochel she yachal, from any food that can be eaten, that we learn to say, ochel she yachal achil lechem kor yachal. Ochel she yachal achil lechem in kor yachal. It's not considered ochel. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon doesn't consider it subject to tumah of foods. Okay, Zuck, the last Mishnah in the ninth parak here. We go. This is pretty intense, my friends. We are moving along. The limb and the flesh that dangle from a person are tahor. Okay? We know that if a limb was completely cut off, chalila, chmana litzlan, from a living person, it's going to be tamei tumas mace. And now we're talking about that it's dangling tahor. Mace adam, if the person dies, habasar tahor. Then the baser is tahor. Interessant. The baser is tahor. The death of the person is going to now separate it. Misos and nipol. All right, so therefore, it's treated like it fell off before the death. It's considered baser menachai, which has no tumah. And this, her mayor, is following the opinion of Yeshua and Nechunya, of Nechunya, who say that flesh separated from a living person is actually tahor, says Rashi. However, metame mishomer menachai, the dingling one is metame mishomer menachai, veda metame mishomer menamis. The Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon Matar, Rebbe Shimon says it's tahor. Now we're going to explain exactly what that means. Rebbe Shimon Manavshach, any way you slice it, he says it's tameh. Imisos and nipol, the time Shimon Rebbe Nechai. We ain't also nipol, then the time Shimon Rebbe Nechai. Otherwise, it should be tameh. Rebbe Shimon Ba'amakai, you know, Rebbe Shimon's talking about the limbs of a dead body generally, not specifically to the dangling limb of the. That the Mishnah says, the Ka'amar Tanakama, because the Tanakama, aka Rameir, said, "Aver Metame Mishum Aver Menachai." This is Metame because Aver Menachai. Aver Metame Mishum Aver Menames. Alma Aver Menames, but Alma Metame. So we see that he comes out that in general, a limb severed from a corpse can be used tuma. From the Rav Shimon said, "Aver Aver Menames, but Alma Lo Metame." Generally, a limb severed from a dead body does not convey tuma. It's only when it has a kezias of flesh on it that it conveys tumah. Tanya, look at a brisa. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati Shiver Menachai Mitame. Amar Lo Yeshua, Menachai Velo Menames. Ve Kal Vachomer, that a limb from a dead body for sure should give over tumah. Uma Chai Shu Tahor, Ever Push Menu Tame, Meshu Tame, then Lo Kol Shekain. Right, so of course it should. It says a Gemara, Kasub Megillas Tainas, says where Megillas Tainas, Pischa Zeira, the low, the mispaid. The lesser Pesach, I mean, Pesach Sheni, aka Pesach Sheni, is a holiday that one can't make a mispad, a hespid. A rabbi, the mispad. What do you want to say now? That means that it's a hespid, the bigger one you do hespid? Of course not. A lakoldekane, right? It's a culture cane that it usually can't be made on a regular Pesach. So we see that these din over here, doesn't mean to say, to take away the din that can be learned out from the Kal V'chomer. Hachanami Kol Chen. Here also, by the limb severed from a corpse, we could say that that the Chachamim spoke only of a limb severed from a living person. It's certainly that a limb severed from a corpse also is going to give Tumah over. Amar Rabbi Lazar Yerushua, Akach Shamati, this is what I heard from my Rebbeim. That's what he heard. Only a limb from a living person has the capacity to give her Tumah, and not from a dead body. So he said back, like, what do you want from me? That's what I learned. So we see Rabbi Eliezer holds that a limb severed from a corpse does not give over Tumah as a limb. Rishim and Armishna goes according to him. Umay Ika. Bein Ivrim and Achai Livrim and Eis. What's the difference between the two? Right? Going back to Rabbi Meir's din, he said that a person dies, his dingling limb conveys Tumah, as a limb detached from a living person and not detached from a corpse. And the Tzmash for that is a difference in the Tumah. So we say, what's the difference? Kazayis pasav etzim kazor ha'poris me'ivrim and achayik v'nei. The difference between them is a kazayis of flesh or a bone the size of a barley cone that separates from a limb severed from a living person. Ditanan. We learned in the Mishnah. The Adias. We're just talking about a limb severed from a living person, which even Rabbi Eliezer's maskim gives over Tumah on its own right. Kazayis basar ha'poris me'ivrim and achay. If you have such a case, then what's the din? Rabbi Eliezer mitamir, Rabbi Eliezer is going to mitamir it, and Rabbi Chunin ben Akanim, Rabbi Yeshua mitamir, and the both retired. Etzem kisora push minivir mechai, a bone the size of a barley cone that separates from it. Rabbi Chunin mitamir, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua mitamir. So the difference mentioned by Rabbi Meir between a severed from a living person from a dead person is that in the case of a dead person, a kazayis of flesh and a bone fragment the size of a barley cone. That's separated from an artame. In the case of a limb severed from a living person, they are tahor. Hashtadas is lachi. Okay, now that we come to that distinction, bein Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon Nami, because I was supposed to have etzim kasari kabayim. The difference between the Tanakama, aka Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Mishnah also is in reference to a kazayis of flesh or a bonus of the barley cone that come from the severed limb of a living person. Hajan Alocha Orva Rote. You know what our minhag is? We said Hajan Alocha. Let's quickly Hajan Alocha. Come back to that. Kuf Yud Zayin Mabes. Orva Rote. Okay, my friends, we are Yosef Zayin Mazel finishing the ninth parak of Masechet Shulam Bezer Hashem. We start tomorrow with the 10th parak. Until then, we wish all y'all a great, great day.